T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, it is me, Bob Mitchell, filling in for Scoot in the afternoon. Scoot will be on the air with us in the 2 o'clock hour to bring you up to date on what's going on with him as he recovers from ankle surgery. And if you are for the first time hearing that Scoot had an accident, well, it happened a little over a week ago. He was crossing the street, I think it was Canal and Bourbon, and a motorcycle hit him, flipped him in the air, and took off. So he's recovering from that. A lot of pain right now, but he hopes to be back just as soon as possible. We'll talk to Scoot in the 2 o'clock hour. And here's what we're going to be talking about this afternoon. Could you vote for a presidential candidate who supports legalizing prostitution? Well, you're going to have one on the ballot. Presidential candidate Kamala Harris says, "We can't criminalize consensual behavior as long as no one is being harmed." Now, she is also working with legislators in New York State that say they will introduce a bill to criminalizing sex in New York State. When you're talking about consenting adults, we can't criminalize consensual behavior as long as no one is being harmed. Now, do you go along with this? Is this something that, as many people say, is a victimless crime? Give me your call at 260-1870. Should the United States make prostitution legal? This is something that people debate over and over and over again. You know, my first thought, if it's such a great idea, then how come more and more states don't legalize it? In New York, they say they're going to introduce a bill. The plan is to introduce a bill repealing the status that criminalizes consensual sex work and creating a system to erase prostitution records. So that means if some woman had been arrested, or man, for prostitution over and over again, there's a chance that under this law, the record would be cleansed. The legislature was written to decriminalize and to destigmatize the sex trade in New York City. Trying to stop adult sex work shouldn't be the business of the criminal justice system. Throughout history, it hasn't worked, and it just makes things worse. So what do you think? Should the United States, other countries have it, should the United States legalize prostitution? And could you vote for a presidential candidate that had that part of their platform? Also, you know what today is? I don't know if it has already happened, but today is the Publishing Clearinghouse prize of $5,000 a week for the rest of your life. How would $5,000 a week change your lifestyle? So if someone from Publishers Clearinghouse knocked on your door today with one of those big fat checks, what is the first thing that you would do besides almost faint? And who would you choose? Because the way it works, you get $5,000 a week for the rest of your life, and then at the end of your life, you appoint someone else to continue to get your $5,000 a week. So who would you choose to receive the money after you have passed away? Number is 260-187. You can text me at 870-870. And, of course, we cannot, I guess, just totally throw away the subject of the Cohen testimony yesterday. Now that you've had a chance to absorb everything, and you've heard all the pundits from Republicans and Democrats, what is your takeaway? Do you think that this was an honest search for the truth, or do you think it was just a big political hit job? 260-1870. Getting back to the money. Can you imagine how you would feel? Someone knocks on your door and says, "You have just won $5,000, and you're going to get one of these checks every week." How would that change your life? I don't know if it would change mine at all. I'd love the money, of course. I'd probably buy some nice things, but I don't think I'd go out and buy a new home or anything like that. I don't think I'd go out and buy a fancy car. I think I would just keep things the way they are. Hopefully, maybe help some people in my family out. But outside of that, I just don't think I would do too much more. Let's go to Grayson. Hi, Grayson. How are you today?
Hi, how are you?
Fine. What would you do if someone knocked on your door and said, hey, Grayson, you have won and you're going to get $5,000 a week for the rest of your life?
I'd be really, really happy.
You know, we all like to fantasize something like that, but how would it change your life? Grayson? Well, Grayson said goodbye. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more of your phone calls. Now we have, we have Gregory. So we'll go to Gregory, then we'll go to our break. Gregory, thank you for calling WWL.
Well, I wanted to talk about the prostitution in New York.
Of course you can.
I've been thinking it would be legalized flat out, okay? Because, you know, I'm still, you know, like a part-time gigolo. You know, sir.
Uh-huh.
And now this, I'm serious here. I'm really a part-time gigolo, and sometimes, you know, most of my time I spend my time in Nevada.
Uh-huh.
But if this bill could pass, now I could go to the great state of New York and conduct my business out there. The most I've ever made was $1,500. The less I've ever made was $500. Now these wealthy women that you know, elderly, some of them elderly.
The less they've ever made is $500.
Yeah, $500. You know, for an hour.
So are you serious with this, Gregory? Or are you?
Yeah,
putting
that's
me on?
What I'm doing. I'm not calling up to. I'm not calling you to pull your strings, man.
All right.
I'm serious. You know, a lot of my clients is out there in Las Vegas, in Reno. A lot of clients. And it paid well. Some of these women are elderly women that have mm-hmm. to have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But I was in my 20s, I used to make it like almost to 2,000. And the lowest I ever made when I was in my 20s, it was like maybe 1,000, you know. But I'm still looking good for my age, man. You know, I keep myself cut,
right,
man.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think they need to send that bill pass through flat out in New York City, the great state of New York.
All right, Gregory. Go ahead.
As far as the Publishers Clearinghouse, I mean, we could talk about another subject. We could bring that up about the Powerball.
Uh-huh.
I think we need to talk
about
that.
The reason I bring it up is because today is the day they may have already announced the winner, but today was the day that they were announcing the winner. That's why we're talking about it today. I appreciate you phoning in. We are going to take a quick break. So could you vote for a presidential candidate who supports legalizing prostitution? Should the United States just make prostitution legal? Do you think it's a victimless crime? You can call me at 260-187. All right, welcome back to the show. How would $5,000 a week change your lifestyle? So if someone from Publishers Clearinghouse knocked on your door today with a big fat check, because I'm quite sure that today is the day they're going to announce the winner, or maybe they've already announced the winner. But can you imagine, allow yourself to dream a little bit right now? What would you do? What would you say to these people? I'd say, come on in. Come on down. Let's go to Howard. Howard, thank you for calling WWL. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Howard, could you vote for a presidential candidate that supported legalizing prostitution?
Could I vote for him? It was really, I'm kind of torn on it, honestly. It really kind of depends on their stance on it. We just want to legalize it?
Right.
No, I absolutely would not support that person.
Okay, well, this...
If we're talking about... Because I've been to... I've been to the red light district in Germany, and uh-huh. I've also been to Las Vegas. And the difference there is like night and day. So I do believe there's a way of doing it and doing it correctly to where it doesn't have... It has little impact on surrounding communities, but it's not something to be taken lightly at all.
Well, Kamala Harris, who's a presidential candidate for 2020... she has teamed up with some legislators in New York State, and they're going to introduce a bill to criminalizing sex work in New York State. And also under this bill, it would erase prostitution records. In other words, if someone had been arrested for prostitution once, twice, whatever, it would erase that. So would you go for something like that, legalizing prostitution?
Well, you said a different word earlier. You said decriminalization. So so if it is decriminalization, kind of like what Portugal did with drugs, mm-hmm. that would be for it, because they didn't actually make it legal. They just took away any type of jail sentence, and they actually sent the people through rehab to try to get them help.
You would be against. I have a text message here that says, let me read it real quick. Like, here we go. It says, prostitution should be done by individual states, not federal law. So would
actually be good for that.
You would go for if let each state decide then.
Yeah, but blanket legalization, no. Mm-hmm.
So what about you, Howard? Somebody knocks on your door from Publishers Clearinghouse and gives you $5,000. How do you react to that?
I tell them, thank you, because that's going to last me probably about 2 months.
2 months?
Yes, sir.
You'd go through that much money in two? Are you working right now?
Yes, sir, but I've got my son in private school and such for education and everything, so it would go fairly quickly.
So you would splurge. You would splurge and pay off some bills then?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Howard.
No problem. Bye.
All right. Our phone number is 260-1870. You can text me at 870-870. Could you vote for a presidential candidate who supports legalizing prostitution? Should we legalize prostitution? Now, my question was, should the United States make prostitution legal? And we've gotten a couple of text messages on this. Most people feel it shouldn't come from the feds. It should come to state. We have a bunch of lines open if you want to phone in. It's 260-1870. Let me get to some of the text messages while I'm waiting for your phone calls. I would vote for a president who wants to make prostitution legal. Here's one. Good afternoon, Bob. It is good to hear you on the air. If I won $5,000 a week, I would take 10% and 10% and lost the rest of the tax. Prostitution is already legal. It's called marriage. I would use the money. Now we're back to the $5,000, I'm sure. I would use the money to get health care for my elderly parents to keep them in their own home for the rest of their life. Well, that is a good child. I would hope my kids would do the same thing for me. Let me, while we're talking, let me go ahead and get the results of our opinion poll question, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll question, which is, could you vote for a presidential candidate that wanted to legalize prostitution in the United States? And let's see what we have. Too early to tell right now. Personally, I really have mixed opinions on this. From a Christian standpoint, of course, I would believe that that's sinful, so I would not be in favor of that. Part of me believes that, you know, it happens anyway. Part of me believes that a woman or a man should have total control over their bodies, and they should have a right to do what they want to do with it. I believe that if a woman wants to take and charge for sex, I believe that is her right, and then it boils down to, will the man pay for it? So I don't think that they should be arrested or sent to jail if it's a consensual thing between two adults. Here's another one. I would not have to worry about my bills anymore if I got the $5,000. When it comes to prostitution, here's one that says, yes, they should, but I'd divorce my husband if he went to one. It seems that it would be safer for women, and we would get taxes out of that. You agree with that text? Would prostitution be safer for women if we legalized it and people had to get a license to practice in the sex trade? Or do you think it would make things worse? 260-1870. I'm waiting for your phone calls right now. And let me Let me take and read another text message for you. This one is, the only reason prostitution is illegal in the United States is because of the tax money. Well, if it was legal, then they could charge taxes on it. Let's see. That's it on that. If you're just tuning in, we will be talking to Scoot right after 2 o'clock, and he'll bring you up to date on what's going on. He's healing, still is in a lot of pain from the ankle surgery. I think he's shooting to try and come back this coming Monday. So let's all pull for him and pray for him. And while we are getting ready to go to news, if you want to call, I'd love to talk to you. I much prefer phones than text messages. It makes it easier to have a conversation. Can't have a conversation with a sex. Fraudian slip there. Can't have a conversation with a text message. All right. I think I just better hush up and make way for WWL CBS News. And then after that, we'll have more WWL live and local news with Don Ames. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Scoot in the afternoon on WWL. All right, welcome back. Our Big 870 WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll question. Could you vote for a presidential candidate that wanted to legalize prostitution in the United States? You can go to WWL.com. You can text me at 870-870. Or the easiest thing is to call me at 260-1870. We finally have enough votes where we can give you what the poll is saying at this point. 85% say yes. Yes. Yes to voting for a presidential candidate that wanted to legalize prostitution. All right, let's get to our phones. We're going to go to Hank. Hank, how are you today?
Fine. How are you doing, sir?
Fine. Hank, could you vote for a presidential candidate that wanted to legalize prostitution in the United States?
Well, let me put it to you this way. We already have voted for one, and he's won. So,
oh, come on. Come on. Be nice.
What can we say, you know? But, honestly speaking, I couldn't do that. I just couldn't do that. It's unethical, really.
Okay. And because you wanted to talk a little bit about the Cohen's hearings?
Yeah. You know, last night I was looking at the news, and a gentleman from Louisiana, a representative, he's a Christian. And he consistently called Cohen a liar. He's a big liar. He's unbelievable. And it has been a proven fact that that the President of the United States consistently tells lies upon lies upon lies. And yet, how hypocritical is that? And what make me understand something, whether it's Democrat or Republican? The sad part about it, we, America, has embedded himself in leadership with unethical people. They're hypocrites and they all kind of stuff until there's a whole new generation of people come into focus. It will constantly remain the same because we don't have the sense to make righteous judgment. And that's my comment.
Hank, I appreciate you following. And you want to say anything else?
Well, it's just disturbing to me that they will allow both parties will allow this travesty to continue.
Well, I really agree with that, and it everything boils down to, and we've discussed this over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. It's all politics.
I think it's a travesty. Because what is it saying to the younger generation of people? You know, I'm 71, Vietnam vet, uh-huh. And I was in a meeting with some religious leaders. I'm a pastor myself, and one of the pastors asked me a question. He says, "What did I think about police officers?" And I said, "Well, when I came up." From the time I was raised in the 50s, in the 40s and 50s, and all the way through. And I seen the way I was treated as a child. I said, it seemed like it's starting all over again. And he said, how so? I said, well, in Vietnam, you couldn't put a round in your chamber unless you were fired up on, or you got in, unless you were, we reached the LZ zone, we could only put, load the weapon. And I say, and for a fleeing felon, I say, for a person to shoot him in the back, I said, I mean, that's just unacceptable. Whether it was black or white, it don't really matter what nationality they are. It's just wrong for someone to do that.
You're right, Hank. I appreciate your phone in. We are going to take another break right now. We'll come back. We have a bunch of phone calls we want to try to get to. We're asking the question on our WWL Big 870 Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll. Could you vote for a presidential candidate that wanted to legalize prostitution in the United States? Coming right back on WWL. All right, welcome back. I'll get to the phones in less than a minute, but I love it when I find these incredibly stupid stories on the back page of the morning paper. This happened in Huntsville, Alabama. Police say a dispute over crab legs at a dinner buffet ended in a brawl with two people facing misdemeanor charges. The two diners were using service tongs like fencing swords, and plates were scattering all over the place. Woman beats up a man. Diner said that they had been waiting for 10 minutes for the crab legs to come out, and when they finally came out, people went nuts trying to be the first to grab them. All right, let's go to Steve in Covington. Steve, thank you so much for calling WWL. How are you today?
Hey, Bob, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, on this topic of legalizing prostitution, I couldn't vote for a president that was for that. And for a couple of reasons, I just believe, you know, this is another way of secular progressives to totally reject, you know, any type of religious beliefs, mm-hmm. right? I mean, they just want to disapprove any Christian values that we still are fighting for till this day. Also, I think it puts women just in an unworthy, corrupt situation. I mean, we're going through a time where, you know, women are, you know, feel like they've been in a situation where they, you know, been abused, or, you know, they've been taken advantage of. I mean, it's been all over the news the last several months where, you know, men have been either alleged or, you know, put under the microscope for things they've said or things they've done to women. And
you think that legalizing prostitution would increase it or decrease it?
Increase it completely. I mean, how would you know who's the prostitute and who's not? If it's legal, I mean, I think it opens up the door for mm-hmm. many, many bad situations. Plus, you think we got a bad situation in New Orleans with pandering now? What would that open up the door for?
But aren't people going to do it? Or wait, let me rephrase that. People already do it, whether it's legal or not.
Yeah, but being illegal does, I think, put a little bit of fear in.
Cautions people a little bit, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely it does, because we can't control ourselves, Bob. We're human beings, let me just look at the history of man. We've already destroyed, you know, ourselves. And, you know, if you read the Bible, I mean, all those things tell you that man they don't have control over their urges and their needs. So having laws in place help keep us structured some.
All right, Steve, I appreciate you calling so much. Brian in Mid-City, how are you today?
Hi, Bob. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm fine. I'm waiting for Publishers Clearinghouse to knock on my door and tell me I won that $5,000 a week for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for the same knock on my door as well. As far as prostitution goes, it's another failed attempt at legislating human behavior, which is not really what our criminal justice system is for. Our criminal justice system is there to punish actual crimes where there are actual victims. As I was taught in my criminal justice studies, that where there is no victim, there is no crime. But it seems our criminal justice system has become obsessed with legislating human behavior and enforcing prohibition. And prohibition has consistently failed in every single endeavor, the most famous of which was alcohol, where there was a large increase in violent crime, but for some reason, after prohibition was ended, violent crime drastically decreased. So, you know, so we fail at legislating, at banning alcohol, banning prostitution, banning, you know, banning guns. Okay, totally fail doing all of that stuff. And on top of this, the women who are resorting to prostitution are desperate, and they're in need of help. And putting them in a position to where, well, they're going to be victimized from time to time by some of these filthy scumbags who pay them money, whereas, you know, some mm-hmm. of the people who do this are filthy scumbags, okay? And then once they get caught, they get tossed in a cage. And no one helps them to get out of that situation. They just simply get punished for resorting to making a living, doing something that's illegal because they're desperate. And I don't think you're going to have more women resort to prostitution if it becomes legal, because this is a very desperate thing. Women who don't already live their lives doing this aren't going to all of a sudden say, you know, I'm just going to go out there and sell my body. That's ridiculous. Just like it's ridiculous to say that if, just for example, if heroin was legalized, everybody would go out there and find some opium den and shoot up with heroin, which is also ridiculous.
I agree with that, Brian. In fact, the legislators in New York, they want to introduce the bill, and if it goes through, they want to create a system to erase all prostitution records, which would take the stigma away from those women who unfortunately went down that road.
That would be good, because those women would actually, it would be easier for these women to get help if they were no longer felons simply by virtue of prostitution.
Brian, I appreciate you phoning in. Appreciate your calling. We're going to take a break right now, and I'll be right back, and I'll give you an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Could you vote for a presidential candidate that wanted to legalize prostitution in the United States? Coming right back on WWL. All right. Our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll question. Could you vote for a presidential candidate that wanted to legalize prostitution in the United States? Cast your vote at WWL.com. 67% of you say yes, 35% say no. So let's go right to our phones, and we're going to go to David. David, what do you say?
I say absolutely. Kamala Harris favors decriminalizing sex workers. You know, I have never been one to go to a prostitute, although I think it should be legalized. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, according to the Supreme Court, gives a woman a right to privacy regarding her reproductive system. Now, the earlier caller, a gentleman, argued from a Christian viewpoint, well, sir, this is not a theocracy. We're ruled by a constitution where God is not mentioned. And it's just one more aspect where I want government out of my life. But I can't see why men would go to a prostitute. It's such impersonal lovemaking. It's like eating cold pizza. And Bob, as Joan Rivers would say, if we could talk, I'm engaged to a tobacco heiress from North Carolina, and she desires me as much as I desire her. And when we make love, Bob, no joke, it gets so hot in the bedroom, we have to clean the windows with Easy Off.
That's probably a little more than we really wanted to hear, but that's okay. Let's go to Terry. Terry, how are you?
Hey, Bob, I'm great, man. I could vote for a president, but you're all going to have to legalize marijuana, because I think it's, you know, I think marijuana is not as bad for you as alcohol. So,
mm-hmm.
so legalize prostitution and marijuana, but of course that will never happen in Louisiana because of, like, one of your previous calls, the Bible, So, you know, the prostitution has been going on since the beginning of time, okay? If a woman wants to be a prostitute, she's making money, you could legalize it. Then you could have it where it's controlled. People, they wouldn't get hurt anymore. I mean, you tell a woman like in Vegas from $5,000 a night prostitutes that you can't do that no more. I'm sorry.
Well, see, I agree that there are things in the Bible. I mean, I believe in the Bible. I believe what it says to do, and it's against prostitution. It's against getting drunk. It's against using drugs to harm your body. But That doesn't stop people who don't believe in living by the Bible. That doesn't stop them from doing these things. So my opinion is people are going to do this one way or the other, whether it's in the Bible or not, whether you preach it or not. They're still going to do it. So legalize it and make some tax money off of it.
Hey, man, same way with marijuana. Legalize it. Make some tax money. Look at Colorado and Nevada, Washington, California, Oregon. They got it all legal. They're making money hand over fist on the tax dollars. But, of course, they can't do it because, oh, Lord, it's going to strike us all down. Well, it's like Mardi Gras.
Yep.
Strike us all down because we're out here having debauchery every night.
Terry, I'm going to have to run for news, but let me ask you this question. What would you do if you hear a knock on your door and it's Publisher Clearinghouse today? Because I'm quite sure today is the day they award that $5,000 a week for life, and then you can assign it to someone else. What would you do? What's the first thing that would come to your mind?
First thing coming to my mind, I'd be calling a guy from my lottery dream home, and they got this $2 million apartment up on St. Charles Avenue, uh-huh, right over the parade route. I'd see if I can buy that one on, $5,000 a month.
See, with me, I would have to wonder, is it one of those prank things? Because I get these idiotic phone calls all of the time telling me how much I've won, and they want to give me this, and I've won this free trip, but all I have to do is give them such and such. So I think I'd ask for some ID to make sure that's who it is.
Yo, they're going to have the van out there with all the balloons and everything that you see on TV all the time.
It would be exciting, though.
Oh, yeah, it would.
All right, Terry. Thank you so much. Now, we're going to head toward news, and I know a bunch of you are on hold, and I ask you to please hold as long as you possibly can. What I'm going to do in the first part of the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to be getting an update from Scoot. His surgery was successful. In fact, he texted me that the doctors gave him the thumbs up, and we'll see what kind of shape he's in and get some kind of estimate on when does he think he will return, because by the text messages I get, y'all can't wait for Scoot to come back. So we'll break for news. If you can hold on, please hold on, because we will get back to our subject of would you vote for a presidential candidate that wanted to legalize prostitution in the United States. Coming right back on WWE.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.